Early in my Christian days, I was trying to witness to someone who did not appear to know Jesus, and he asked me, "What would you say is the definition of a Christian?" Well, that was a pretty good question, and I struggled a bit to try to explain it to him. I guess I wasn't so sure myself, although I knew Christ had become very real to me. Later, I was ashamed of myself at not being able to succinctly answer such a fundamental question. Today, some 50 years later, I think I can better answer that question, and I want to do this in this particular study using some of the Bible's own terminology and insights. One way to answer this question is to consider and understand some of the Bible expressions for the experience of becoming a Christian. The first expression we'll consider comes from the mouth of Jesus. In the third chapter of John, Jesus told a man named Nicodemus, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So here's an expression of what it means to become a child of God, coming directly from the mouth of Jesus, to be born again. Jesus tells us this is a must. Unless you're born again, you will never see the kingdom of God. In other words, you will never go to heaven. When I was younger, I made it a practice to go out every week and knock on doors and give out Christian literature. I would ask people if they were a Christian. But soon I found out that in Texas, nearly everybody would answer yes to that question. Today, I don't think that would be the case, even in Texas, but in those days, it was rare to have someone tell me, "No, I'm not a Christian." So I changed my tactics a bit and started asking people if they had been born again. Suddenly, the percentage of people responding positively dropped significantly. Many either did not know what it meant to be born again or felt that this experience had never happened to them. Another word the Bible uses for being a genuine Christian is the simple word saved. That was the most common expression used among evangelicals in my childhood and youth. Instead of asking people if they were Christians, people would ask, "Have you been saved?" The idea of being saved comes straight from the Scriptures. When the angel appeared to Joseph, informing him that Mary's pregnancy was of the Holy Spirit, he went on to say that the baby who would be born would save his people from their sins. And the Apostle Paul wrote, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." This, of course, infers that without Christ, we're not saved. We are lost and in spiritual peril. The apostles once asked Jesus, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" Jesus informed them that there were more who were unsaved than saved, saying, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able." And he tells us that broad is the gate, wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many go that way. According to Jesus, being saved is a minority position. Most men and women go through life under the wrath of God, unsaved, unforgiven, unjustified, and unacceptable to God. I must confess that it kind of bugs me when pastors and ministers refuse to use the biblical terms for this concept of receiving new life in Christ and come up with their own terms instead. I once attended a church where the pastor's term for salvation was that we cross the line of faith. If he was talking to non-Christians, he would not say that they had not yet been saved or that they needed to be born again. He would declare that they had not yet crossed the line of faith. I understood he was talking about the new birth, but I could not figure why he just didn't say born again or saved or some other Bible term for this experience, and instead came up with a new non-biblical term of his own. In addition to born again and saved, another Bible term for being transformed from darkness to light is simply to receive Jesus. John writes, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." We are spiritually transformed and become children of God when we receive Jesus. The concept of receiving indicates there is a submission of the heart and of the will involved with the act of putting our faith in Jesus. We do not reject him, deny him, or oppose him. We receive Jesus, and we do this by putting our faith in him, in an act which opens our heart, our life, and our will to Jesus. Yet another biblical term for the experience of salvation in Jesus is the word conversion. Jesus once called a little child to him as an object lesson, and he told the crowds that surrounded him, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Jesus says, unless you are converted, unless you're radically changed from your present state, you'll never see heaven. You'll never enter heaven. You're not a child of God. You have no hope for eternity. You must be converted. You must be spiritually and radically transformed by the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Unchanged, unconverted people who go through their lives without a radical conversion to Christ are in a godless, hopeless state. These are different expressions, but they mean the same thing, a powerful spiritual transformation that occurs when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. We will not look any different. We won't sound any different. We will be completely different, however, as a result of the Holy Spirit suddenly taking up residence within us when our hearts, minds, and wills are subdued and overwhelmed by a revelation of the beauty and majesty of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. This is all summed up by the words, "Believe on Jesus." When asked by the jailer at Philippi, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul and Silas told him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." The jailer, along with his family, did believe on Jesus and were baptized that night and became disciples. This experience of being transformed and repositioned from darkness to light, from death to life, is entirely linked with Jesus Christ. You'll never experience this by reading philosophy books or trying to be the nicest person in your neighborhood or turning over a dozen new leaves. It happens when people hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is, what He said, what He taught and did, His death on the cross for our sins and His resurrection 3 days later. The repentance and faith that arises in the heart after learning about Jesus is created by the Holy Spirit, and He works on us and in us and brings about this amazing experience the Bible calls being born again, or being saved, or receiving Jesus, or being converted, or simply believing on Jesus. It is to be followed up by baptism and then a lifelong commitment to be a follower and disciple of Jesus Christ. And the end result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, says Paul, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.